It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Sharia bar exams attained several milestones. Several milestones were achieved for the 2024 Sharia bar examinations, SBE, according to Associate Justice Maria Philomena Singh. Being this year's head of the SBE, Singh said that the 2024 examinations marked the first time that the bar is being chaired by a sitting member of the Supreme Court in its efforts to formally integrate the Sharia. Also, the SBE will be conducted yearly instead of every other year, with Associate Justice Antonio Coe Jr. leading the next examinations in 2025. In conducting the SBE more frequently, Singh said the court aims to strengthen and make the Sharia justice system more accessible by encouraging and giving more opportunities to aspiring Sharia counselors to undertake such endeavors. In addition, to encourage more examinees, a second batch of the Sharia Training Seminar, STS, a requirement for those who intend to take the SBE, was held in 7 different venues around the country. Singh said that the Supreme Court will now take over the conduct of the STS in cooperation with the National Commission of Muslim Filipinos. She added that for the first time, the SBE is being conducted in Mindanao, with examinees outside Metro Manila given equal and fair access to testing centers. Similar to the Philippine bar examinations, the 2024 SBE has implemented the computer-based program Exemplify, which enables examinees to take the exam digitally from their respective LTCs, Singh said. Based on data from the Supreme Court Public Information Office, SCPO, over 90% of the examinees took the digital format, while the remaining opted to take the handwritten exam. Examinees were also given the choice to take the written exam in Arabic. The Supreme Court has allowed interested overseas Filipino workers from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to join the STS online and take the examinations in the Philippines. Singh said the court granted qualified examinees financial assistance to cover their airfare and accommodations. This year's SBE saw an increase in the number of examinees. From 526 examinees in 2022, 855 attended day one of this year's SBE last April 28, marking the highest number in SBE history. Of the 855 takers, 591 took the exam at the Ateneo de Davao University in Davao City and 264 at the University of the Philippines in Diliman, Quezon City. Day 2 of the exams will be on Thursday, May 2nd.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.